have a question for you. What in the world are you doing?
That's Tom Williams, an Auk Bay resident who testified at the Juneau Assembly meeting on Monday night. Williams is referring to a new seasonal sales tax system proposed by some assembly members earlier this year. At the meeting, assembly members approved putting the question on the local ballot this fall. That's despite Williams and a few other testifiers who argued it's a bad idea.
I think you need to get back and start to go back and figure out who you work for. Because all you're doing with this seasonal sales tax approach is squeezing a balloon.
Assembly members say the change is meant to capitalize on cruise ship tourism spending. Right now, Juneau has a fixed 5% local sales tax rate. It's made up of both permanent and temporary taxes that help pay for general government costs, some specific voter-approved projects, and community priorities like childcare support. The proposed seasonal sales tax system would change that. It would bump the rate up to a 7.5% tax from April through September and then drop it down to a 3% tax from October through March. Nearby Southeast Alaska towns like Ketchikan, Sitka, and Skagway have already adopted similar seasonal tax structures. Deputy Mayor Greg Smith says he thinks Juneau would benefit by doing the same.
When we talked about doing this in December, it was to hopefully help people see and feel that I am going to be paying less in taxes and my family will benefit due to tourism. A seasonal sales tax does that.
Earlier this summer, assembly members removed a part of the original proposal that would have used the additional revenue from the new system to help offset the cost of removing local sales tax on food and utilities. That's because an advocacy group called the Affordable Juneau Coalition gathered enough signatures this spring to put the question on the ballot already. Angela Rodell, a member of the group, testified against the seasonal tax proposal on Monday. She argued it would financially hurt residents more than it would benefit them.
At a time when many in our community are already struggling with the rising cost of living, housing, food, childcare, utilities, substantially increasing the sales tax for 6 months over the summer is not only ill-timed, it is fundamentally unaffordable for working families and individuals on fixed incomes.
Assemblymember Wade Bryson says the seasonal structure is needed to help recoup the estimated $9 million loss in annual sales tax revenue the city could face if sales tax is removed on food and utilities.
Allowing the citizens to answer the questions at the same time gives the citizens, gives all the voters, a chance to say yes or no if they want a giant hole in the budget. Do they want all of our social services to go away?
The city recently notified local organizations that receive city grants that it would be withholding a portion of their funding until the election due to, quote, the potential of significant revenue loss if the citizen initiatives pass. Those organizations include the Juneau Community Foundation, the Juneau Arts and Humanities Council, and, full disclosure, KTOO. Voting in this year's by-mail municipal election ends on October 7th. Ballots will be mailed to registered voters beginning on September 19th. In Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson.